We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It's the Jason Barsky Show.
All right, it's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio. All right, I have a guest on the phone here. I want to introduce him to you guys. He's currently a general partner for a company called JumpScale. I believe they're based out of Pittsburgh. He's a former White House advisor on science and technology and done a whole lot more that's both impressive to me and intimidating, if I'm being honest. I first heard of him when he was just a boy because we went to middle school and high school together. We weren't close, but I was very aware of him, and he's gone on to great things. I want to welcome Josh Naur to the show. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
Good. I'm sorry I called you intimidating. Has anyone ever called you intimidating before?
No, not really. Maybe just the weeds in my backyard, but
gotcha.
That's about it.
Gotcha. The reason I have you on this morning, and congrats on all your success. You've done some pretty crazy things. I've mentioned you before. You invented one of the first flu trackers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That was what year? How long ago was that?
So that was 2009 during the H1N1 virus, the swine flu. And basically, I had a software company at the time that had the ability to do lots of data mapping and collection. And we were really frustrated that we weren't able to see where cases of the swine flu were popping up. And I was wondering, my wife and I were wondering, should we send our kids to school or not? So couldn't answer that question. So we ended up creating a system and worked with a bunch of epidemiologists to do it. And
interesting.
It was deployed globally.
See, around here, here's how we handle the same thing, because we're going through the same thing now with the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Yep.
We don't say we're going to develop a system. We just complain about it and fight with each other. It's a little bit more 2020, you know.
It's a very effective method of getting rid of a virus.
A little bit of sarcasm there. It's a Jersey sarcasm.
Yeah, sorry. I hope that's okay on your show.
It's all I do.
Yeah.
When in doubt, use sarcasm. But okay, so the Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Michael Caputo told the New York Times that these new rules that they put into place would streamline data gathering when it comes to this pandemic. We're talking about, because the old system was hospitals and doctors, they would get the information, test results, they'd send them to the CDC. The CDC would then forward them off, correct?
Basically. So
okay.
What we're talking about, there's several different systems that we're talking about. There's test results of actual somebody has COVID or not. That actually goes through county health departments in the United States and rolls up. The data that we're talking about that has changed is data that's about hospital beds, ventilators, the PPE, and the availability of that stuff at hospitals nationwide.
Gotcha. I talked about this on Facebook with you. I said I have this tendency to ask the question and make myself go, oh, duh, I should have known that. And that's my...
That's okay. This stuff is really confusing, and you don't really know about it very much. You just hear the results of the data being collected because it's a system that's been in place. The CDC has had relationships with tens of thousands of hospitals nationwide. Every day at each one of those hospitals, somebody fills out a form on a website and hits submit, and it basically gets that data, goes into a database at the CDC. The CDC immediately makes that data, the raw data, available to researchers, and you and I could get it, but we wouldn't know what to do with it because it's our garbly gook. And then they take a little while and they analyze it and correct the data, which is something that's really important in data processing. And by corrections, I don't mean anything nefarious. This isn't like, no one's going, huh, we should up the number for that hospital. It's literally just fixing mistakes in data entry that happen.
How common are mistakes when it comes to something like this?
There's usually anywhere between a 10 to 20% error rate on initial data raw report, you know, raw data, and then over a course of days, that number will go down, usually down into fractions of a percent of percentage for any given data set. The CDC knows how to do this stuff.
Uh-huh.
They know how to do the correction on it, and it's really just making sure people are counting things the right way, and that when they type in a number, that they didn't make a mistake when they did it, and they look for outliers. There's all kinds of ways that computer science and statistics, math, exist
right.
to figure this stuff out. It's literally not rocket science, and it's a system that wasn't broken. It was the least of our concerns during all of this.
You said this new system is, quote, very dangerous. Now, did the old system have flaws? And compared to this new system, why do you think it's dangerous?
Well, so here's the scoop. The most dangerous thing about this new system is that nobody knows anything about it. The reason they don't know anything about it is because it was just announced 48 hours ago. The implementation is expected immediately. So hospitals were given less than 48 hours notice to switch over to a new system that not one scientist, epidemiologist, or expert in the field has had any chance to review, look at, or test. It's done by a private company here in Pittsburgh, actually. Basically, that company got the contract to do it in a rush. There's been years of conversation about how to improve this national healthcare safety network, which is, as I said, been around for many years.
Mm-hmm.
People have talked about ways to improve it. The CDC has put forward all kinds of proposals, scientific review, all the blah, blah, blah process that has to happen. These guys came in and got a no-bid contract, no competition whatsoever. They were awarded the deal, and no one's ever heard of them. Literally, they have no standing in the scientific community. They have no standing in the data community. I will say, and one has to look at this, but, they are very, very large donors to a specific political party that happens to be in power right now.
Okay.
No idea if that's why they got a contract or not, but it is a very, very suspicious thing. And it's fixing a problem that isn't broken.
And there are plenty of problems with the this virus still going around and cases popping up. What is your biggest fear that could come out of this? Is it that people would cherry pick the data and we would only see what they want us to see?
Yeah, so they've announced that they will not make the raw data public, and that basically only the processed, analyzed data, which will be released and run through the White House, will be the data that gets released. And so politics, there is politics involved here, obviously, but this isn't about politics. The concern isn't about politics. It's about science and the fact that, my kids, I need to figure out if it's safe to send my kids to school again, right? We're having the same damn conversation, however many years later.
Yeah.
And we still don't have effective systems in place to not just track on a, detailed basis, but to follow guidelines and follow, common sense that, we're one of the only countries in the world right now that are dealing with this level of virus outbreak. All the other countries in the world, modern economies of the world, have figured this out. Their kids are going back to school. There's really simple things we should be doing. We have to be focused on that side of the equation. And, fixing a data system, and by the way, spending $10 million to do it when the entire budget for the entire department that other database sits in is double that, and realize that the $10 million is used just to measure five or six things that are happening at hospitals. Hospitals are still going to have to report into the other CDC system for all of the other things that it has been tracking for many years. This data we're talking about has only just started being collected in March, right, because it's related to the coronavirus.
Right.
So it's just absolutely, this is an absurd thing to do, and it's dangerous because it doesn't allow for scientific review. And, it's like a trust, maybe, right?
You can
decide whether you trust the CDC or not, but guess what? With this data, you can verify, right? Anyone can look at the data and figure out what they think about it. This new system, that is not the case.
I'm just saying, now the CDC, they're only going to get the data after it's processed through the administration, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And by the way, they weren't even notified that this was happening. Like, this is how poorly and chaotic this is all put together. And, you know, I deal with, on a regular basis, I'm not a medical guy, I'm a business guy, and I deal with, you know, I help businesses, you know, grow and plan and strategize and all that stuff. And this feels a lot like other programs that have just been rushed out the door, like the PPP or other types of loan programs that just, you know, were just thrown out there without any thought as to what the consequences or implementation plans would actually be.
And how they are actually going to make it work. It's the PPP thing. I think it's amazing. Our afternoon show host, Frank Andrews, has a woman, I think she's from Pittsburgh, who put a Facebook page up trying to help people understand how to get all these things together. Anyway, it took like a groundswell of people on Facebook to answer questions that the government wasn't able to help people out with. But
Totally. And no one, you know, I mean, and let's just not even get into the fact that, you know, I mostly work with small to medium-sized businesses. I'm not like some big corporate dude. So, like, you know, the businesses that I'm working with are like restaurants and, you know, local pet stores and, you know, things like that. And basically, those businesses have been completely screwed, not just by the virus itself. And yes, I know people in Pennsylvania argue about whether, you know, Governor Wolf and all that other stuff, right? But the fact of the matter is that consumers are not willing to go to stores as much as they were. People are scared. There's a lot of uncertainty. And opening a business right now and keeping a business open costs a lot of money, a lot of cash that small business owners don't have. And uncertainty and the sort of like chaotic noise that's coming from, you know, from the White House in Washington, D.C. and from our local governments is just making it almost impossible for businesses to be able to know what the hell is going on around them. I hope that's okay to say on the air.
Yeah, it's fine. Someone may text.
I'm trying not to do that on the air. Anyway, and, you know, it's making it impossible for local businesses to operate. And this is what is gutting our economy. And as that PPP is running out, which is what's happening right now, and people are coming off unemployment and the unemployment benefits are coming to an end right now, we are headed for what a lot of economists believe, and I'm certainly seeing it on the ground, is going to be the death, literally the death of millions of small and medium-sized businesses around this country. And yeah, Pennsylvania is going to be hit as hard as anybody else.
What if you could implement one or two things to change that, what would it be?
I'm not an expert on all these things, like, you know, but any of us can actually look at logic and look at what other countries are doing. And countries, especially in Europe and Asia, that have implemented mask wearing, which is really simple cloth mask that we all just wear, right? Mm-hmm. It protects other people around us. And basically, mask wearing and social distancing, if we do that, it is proven in other economies around the world that you can turn this thing around.
Gotcha.
So let's just do that. Let's stop all this other, you know, noise.
Yeah, I have a question for you, and I'm curious to hear your response to this. And a bunch of texts are coming in. It's kind of what I expected, but, you know, here's one. Jason, this guy doesn't have an agenda. Right. Do you have an agenda? And if so, what is it?
My agenda is literally, I just want the economy back. Can we please just get our economy back? Can we get some common sense going? And can we just wear some damn masks, socially distance, so that the people I work with can, you know, the businesses I work with can, you know, start operating at full strength again? Right now they can't. And I don't think there's any argument. I don't see how anyone could argue that fact.
Yeah. We'll watch this and we'll see how this goes. I saw this and I thought, this is weird that we're cutting out the CDC. Someone else texted in, well, now that we cut the CDC on, this is where I think it's not even that it's political, but I feel like it's based in conspiracy. And that stuff drives me crazy. But someone texted and said, well, thank God they cut the CDC out. Now we'll finally get the truth. And I'm just like, I mean... You have far more faith.
All I can say is there is a URL. You can go to the CDC website, and you can literally look at the raw data that people are typing into terminals at tens of thousands of hospitals nationwide, mm-hmm. and you can draw your own conclusions if you want to. That is scientific process. That's the best way that we all in this world know how to collect and publish this type of data. Yeah. That isn't happening anymore. you know, with this new system, and that's bad.
Yeah, someone just texted in, just wanted you to know, not everyone is not listening. Everyone, we are wearing masks. I know we're split on this. We fight about weird things in this country. I don't see what the big deal is, but other people say if you wear masks, they're going to make you wear, like, special underwear. And I'm like, well, maybe the special underwear is comfortable. I don't know.
You have to wear pants to get into, you know, to go out in public or you get arrested. So, like...
Not the way I shop.
You know.
Hey, good talking to you, and it's been, like, impressive. It's funny, with Facebook, we got to stalk people we kind of used to walk halls with, which is kind of our situation. We were never friends.
Right.
We never, I remember knowing you very politically active at a young age as far as, like, issues dealing with the world, and just to, you get on Facebook and you catch up, and like, oh my God, this guy started a company, this guy did this, and, you know, it's impressive the stuff you've accomplished, and so congratulations on all your success, and this is where
Jason,
you sit the same
time.
And
by the way, congratulations on yours, man.
Like, ah, thank you.
You're like a media mogul now. This is incredible.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'm going to send you my pay stub. We'll have that conversation. No, it's... but I will say this. I have a very interesting resume. I was telling someone the other day, like, I have Congressman Dan Muser coming up. I have you. You've been a White House advisor. Yet also, I was telling one of our listeners yesterday, I go, back when I think he was like 12 or 13, I also interviewed Justin Bieber. So I have a kind of, I have a weird kind of resume that is very unique, I think, in this world. So,
well, that's unique, and it's also probably entertaining and informative for people.
It is, but you know what? You know what? If I ever lose this job, you know what it's qualifies me for? The answer is nothing. Nothing at all. Josh Nauer.
I think we're all starting to realize that, you know, all of our jobs are, what are they really worth in the end?
Seriously.
And that's why you just need to live life and stop getting so freaked out over conspiracy theories and all the rest. Just wear a damn mask.
Yeah. Well, listen, Josh Nauer, what's the name of your company? It's Jumpscale.
Jumpscale,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to give out your website or anything like that? Or
yeah, it's wejumpscale.com.
Right,
we work with small and medium-sized businesses to help them grow.
All right. Very cool. Hey, good talking to you. You're very informative, and if you get rid of that agenda, you know, you'd actually make some sense. Hey.
No, hey, I know. I should probably write an agenda down. That'd be...
It's all good.
It might make more sense.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you know, I think we all have an agenda, but we, you know, I think the idea is they want to think you're collecting a paycheck from someone to push an agenda, and I don't know if that's necessarily the
case. Oh, my God, no. Literally, I work for myself, so I don't know, you know.
You're
I have a self-aggrandizing agenda. I don't know what the hell. My agenda right now is I need to go eat some breakfast.
No, you
so
do that.
That's what's on my agenda for today.
Thanks for being being here this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much, Jason.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.